All right. Okay. There's that. And I got that. All right then. That should be everything. All I need to do now is. Oh! Hey, honey. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you come in. Yeah, I'm all right. Just. I don't know. I'm in my head about this whole thing. You know, second thoughts, and third, and fourth. I know work trips are nothing new for us, but this is the longest one I've ever gone on. And I know it's a good opportunity, and whatever else I said when we first talked about it, I just. Baby, I'm tired. I'm so tired of leaving the people I love. I've been doing it all my life. When I left home, I told my siblings I would come back. I told them that they could come and see me whenever they wanted, and that I would do anything to make time for them. And now. Now I barely make the time to see them once a month. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. I made a promise to them and I can't keep it. And then I made a promise to you to always be by your side, to be there when you needed me and to love you. And I. Baby, if I can't keep that promise, I don't know what I would do with myself. I want you to be happy. I want you to feel the love I have for you. I need you to know how much you mean to me. Yeah, some cuddles would be lovely right now. Just put me where you want me. Much better. Thank you. Are you trying to put me to sleep? My head in your lap, your hands in my hair? Well, it's an effective way of calming me down, that's for certain. Yeah, I finished packing just before you snuck up on me. So, I suppose it's not a terrible time for a nap. I don't really have to leave until later tomorrow. No, that's perfect, baby. You don't need to change a thing. Yeah, I could tell you about them. I mean, it's nothing you don't already know. You've been around for a while, you've seen who they are. They never really changed much, honestly. They've always been pretty energetic and loud. But that's just kind of how babies are, you know? I loved them every step of the way. I was lucky enough to be there for everything. First steps, first words. I got to see it all. Well, if my parents are to be believed, that is. Even if it really wasn't their first, it still felt special. I know I loved those two from the moment they first looked at me. I'd do anything for them, you know? Anything to keep them safe, to make them happy. They mean the world to me. Yes, yes, just like you. Come on. Don't go getting jealous on me. You know I love you. I didn't realize it when I was younger. But they looked up to me. Probably more than they should have. I tried to be good. I tried to do right by them. I wanted to be everything they thought I was, and I think that's why I'm so afraid of them resenting me. They looked up to me, and I just left them. I want to believe you, baby. I really, really do. Every rational part of me is saying that they're old enough to understand what's going on and that they'll love me no matter what. But it's just that little voice in the back of my mind that keeps questioning if that could be true or not. Well, there's no guarantee forehead kisses will work, but it never hurts to try. You know, you're on my mind just as much as they are while I'm gone, right? I've just spent who knows how long talking about how much those two little shits mean to me. And I don't want you to get the wrong idea. When I'm away from you, I don't feel whole. It's just not the same when we're not together. In the best possible way, you complete me. Yeah, I'm feeling better now. I still don't want to leave, but I'll be okay. I know that this trip will go by, and then I'll be back. Back right where I belong. And maybe when I get back, if you're feeling up to it, we could go see my family. You're amazing, you know that? I love you so, 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 so much.